Good morning.
Good morning, Austin.
This book, The Last Stand of the Pack, was originally published in 1929. What is different about the edition that just came out now?
We republished Carhartt's book because we felt that the time was ripe for another look at how wolves were exterminated in Colorado as a step towards looking at the question of whether they should be reintroduced as they were in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem.
Let's talk about that for those of us who are not really familiar with the story of the extermination of wolves in Colorado. How did that happen?
It happened because the federal government intervened in a setting where ranchers and stockmen were offering bounties and freelancers were putting poison in traps all over the range in the 1920s. And the Bureau of Biological Survey, which was the father of today's U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, took it on itself to exterminate all the wolves and get everyone else out of the field in terms of killing wolves. So when they did that, they turned the pros out. And the pros, the professional wolfers, are the heroes of Carhartt's book. He thought, like most people in the 20s, that fewer wolves meant more game. And so that made the geniuses, and they were geniuses, who trapped the last wolves and poisoned the last wolves in Colorado, that made them heroes. What happened, though, as Carhartt researched his book, was that he came to realize that the wolves themselves had status equal to that of the wolfers. And so the book has a divide in it between his hatred of what the wolves did to livestock and his admiration for the wolfers and the wolves as they got down to the wire and killed every last wolf in Colorado.
So the essential and the main reason for killing the wolves was the perceived interference with livestock, right?
Yeah. Having decimated the game herds, whether it was the ranchers or just everyone else, meat hunters, when white people first came to Colorado, they then introduced cattle and sheep onto the range, and the remaining wolves were left with no choice but to prey on the cattle and the sheep, and so they did. The peculiar thing about this setting is the elimination, not just of some of the wolves, not just of most of the wolves, but every last single wolf. That's a bit of a tip, Austin, for the kind of hatred and bloodlust that goes into killing every last single wolf. It tells you that there's something sick here. And as Carhartt researched his book, and then as he and Stanley Young went out on the road, and they did just like we're going to do, they went to libraries, they discovered that there was as much admiration for the wolf as there was for the wolfers, and they began to rethink their position, at least Carhartt did. Stanley Young never changed his position. He went on to head the Bureau of Biological Survey, and ironically, that became the Fish and Wildlife Service, which today is in charge of wolf reintroduction. Carhartt, though, changed his mind, and he set himself to writing a book about wolves that would express his ambivalence about killing not just some, not just most, but every last single one.
How does he show his admiration for the wolf in the book?
He pairs the wolf with the wolfers. Each chapter is about a wolfer and the wolf that he gets, and every chapter ends in the same way. The wolfer gets his wolf, but Carhartt went out and interviewed the wolfers to be sure that he was getting this story straight. And the more he talked with them, the more he realized that they, who understood wolves better than anybody else, also deeply admired the wolves and thought it was a tragedy that the wolves were about to disappear from Colorado.
How have our perceptions, and especially those who are related, you know, who cross paths with wolves, say, how have those perceptions changed since the 20s?
Well, there are more books about wolves out there than there are wolves. You know, there's a lot of sentimental claptrap about wolves, but the fact is that They are like us. They are top-tier killers and predators. And the question for us is whether we can make room for the competition or whether we want to keep the range free. But the irony there, Austin, is the wolves are coming back anyway. And so our choice in Colorado, especially in western Colorado, is either we manage this process or it happens anyway because wolves have a way of dispersing. And here they come. They're here. Go to any bar in the state, especially on the west side, and people tell you about wolf settings and wolf sightings. So do we want that or do we want this managed where everybody has a role in deciding how we're going to live with wolves?
When you say the wolves are coming back anyway, does that mean they're coming back of their own accord, or have there been reintroduction processes that have happened?
I think there have been freelance reintroductions, which is something I hate. It just dooms the wolves to getting shot and getting into trouble.
That when you say that, that means somebody picking up a wolf from somewhere else and bringing it into Colorado
or a certain
area?
Yeah, but the other thing that's happening is the wolves are moving in from the north, from the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The range of wolves is astonishing, and we have evidence of radio-collared wolves coming down from the greater Yellowstone ecosystem in northwest Wyoming, down into Colorado, down into Utah, etc. This is happening anyway. Do we want it to happen in a haphazard fashion where there's the kind of killing and bloodlust that we saw before? Or do we want to manage this according to the principles of modern game management?
What was your main takeaway from editing this book by Arthur Carhart?
That he never succeeded in writing the book about wolves that he wanted to write. And one reason was there weren't any left. There was nothing to write about. But today, there are plenty of wolves in boundary waters in Minnesota and in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem and the forests around there. What I'm hoping for is some young person, it won't be somebody like me, but some young person who can see that this role as top-tier predator is something worth sharing with the wolf and admiring the wolf while at the same time not being sentimental about the wolf. We're both killers.
Dr. Tom Wolfe is one of the editors, along with Andrew Gulliford, of a recently republished edition of the book entitled The Last Stand of the Pack. That book was originally written by Arthur H. Carhart in collaboration with Stanley P. Young. It was originally published in 1929. The critical edition is out now. Dr. Wolfe, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Austin.